Gobble, boyfriend. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble, as Jess says.
My classic phrase, gobble, gobble.
So today, we've got a special, uber special Thanksgiving episode. We have Nick Kroll and John Mulaney as their characters from their hit Broadway show, Oh, Hello. Nick is Gil Faison, and John plays George St. Giegler.
Yeah, and we thought these two would be especially great for Thanksgiving because they remind us of just how fucking weird families can be.
Totally. And Jess was filming her amazing, fantastic movie, which you all will have to see when it comes out. So I took the stage solo for this one. Aww. It was intense, but it was super hilarious. I almost peed my underoos. And we hope that this makes your holiday a little bit brighter.
Yeah, no, but seriously, though, guys, gals, and gender nonconforming individuals, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy with your family and your friends or whoever the fuck you love, dude.
And watch football.
What? No, no.
You didn't want me to sneak that one in there?
No.
Wanky, wanky.
Stop it.
Please give it up for George St. Giegler and Gil Faison. Oh my George, thank you guys so much for being here tonight.
Oh, Phoebe, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome, Phoebe. Thank you so much for having us.
So you guys look great.
Oh, thank you.
Look great.
You look great.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm wearing a feminist t-shirt. Is that okay with you
guys?
Yeah,
no. What? Oh, yeah.
No, no, no. No,
please,
no,
we're big time feminists.
We are big time feminists. Yeah. We support all women.
That's very progressive of you. Thank you for your bravery.
No, this is true.
Yeah.
You know, we're very progressive, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Unless someone's lingering outside the building and it's like, let's get some NYPD here and get the hell rid of them.
And we support women, we support minorities, unless in any way they infringe on something that we want.
Yeah. And I truly hope one day that women earn the same wage as men, because then I think they'll smile more.
Yeah.
No,
George,
you look
George.
So pretty when you smile.
Yeah.
George, you can't say that, George.
What?
Can't I?
Yeah.
Say that to me again.
You can't
do that.
You can't say that, George.
Because I'm bad, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got so many fetishes, I get them confused. Yeah.
We are perfect for your audience.
Yeah.
You are. This is a very diverse crowd.
Exactly.
We used to go to this great pizza parlor that Danny Aiello owned.
Yeah.
And our friend Mookie Spike Lee would deliver his pizzas.
Yeah.
But then it burned
down. Yeah, we burned it down.
Yeah, you know.
Guys.
We burned it down to cover for the fact that I overflowed the toilet.
I was like,
holy shit. Let's fake a race riot and get the hell out of here.
I'm so
embarrassed when I clog a toilet. I'll literally do anything.
Yeah, Georgie ate an eggplant parm.
Yeah.
And, Those are heavy. Those are heavy.
Those are heavy. And then I took some speed and did crunches. And I was... poor toilet.
At your age, I don't think you could do speed at your age.
Can I touch your hair, please?
Oh, Gil! Gil!
What? It's so pretty.
He really... Oh...
So this is you guys' first time doing a podcast. How
this
are you?
Wait a minute. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast?
Yeah.
Then what kind of car did I buy?
We thought it Bitcash was a car. Yeah.
No, it's basically like radio, but people can download it onto their phones, like their iPhones, and then walk around and listen to us.
Then what is a Hyundai Bitcash?
A Hyundai Sonata? No.
You guys, let's get off the cars. Let's get off the cars.
That's what we told these tens who we pretended to do a photo shoot with.
And they believed you. They believe that you two are photographers.
Yeah, that's right.
We told them it was an ad for Carl Sr.
That's funny.
We're having fun.
That's naturally funny.
We have lots of different material and we're a lot of fun.
So I found out backstage that you guys actually listen to Two Dope Queens, which thank you
very much. Of course.
We really do. You
guys know that Jess and I have been having a long debate about whether or not she should do butt sex.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, sure.
Can we weigh in?
Yes. I want you guys to weigh in so she can listen to your wisdom.
Jess, sweetheart.
She's not here, so you don't have to look out like she's here.
Oh, we didn't know if it was like radio where it's like, here comes the horse and you're fake walking and we pretend, you know? It's called the Dave Foley artist.
Yeah. So.
But sex.
Anal's great.
I think you have to be very, you have to be open to bit sex, you know?
Yeah.
You know, my big complaint with the band The Four Tops was that they weren't versatile. I want to see a group called The Four Bottoms, you know?
Sure.
Sugar pie, honey bunch. Let go of my hips.
So have either of you guys done the
bit sex?
Bit sex?
Of course.
Of course. Gil, okay.
Of course.
It was the 80s. Sex was very carefree back then.
Yeah. No ramifications.
There was nothing to be worried about.
And there was no inside.
Now it's all, the Maritime Hotel. These used to be abandoned warehouses of bug-chasing people.
Yeah.
Trying to get laid.
It was a different time, Phoebe.
Then Bloomberg comes in. No, thank you.
No, thank you, Bloomberg. How dare he?
Bloomberg,
Bloomberg.
People forget this, but on his first day in office, he covered the city in beige carpet and said, shoes off.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, how dare you, Bloomberg? And then you're like, oh, yeah, now it's nicer.
Yeah. You don't want to be one of those people who for like 10 years is like, I'm sick of the carpet. It's like, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's probably better not to smoke in hospitals.
So what are you guys doing? You're on Broadway, but what are you doing to prep for that? Because that's really hard to do that many shows a week.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're on a strict diet.
We're
on a 70s diet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're doing healthy 70s food, which is a cantaloupe with a scoop of cottage cheese in it.
Wow.
And I portion my food. You know when you open a yogurt and there's that little bit of water on top? I just, that water for breakfast.
No, George!
Oh, strap in.
Phoebe, maybe that's your next book? Yogurt water.
Yogurt water.
You want my next book to be yogurt water?
No, not yogurt.
No,
yogurt water. Yogurt water.
And then also another food that we're doing for me, my favorite food, is can I? Excuse me.
Gil, it's okay.
Thank you for participating.
They're happy to see
thrilled.
You.
This is that Howard Stern audience that I can't
stand. Yeah, it's one of these F-U audiences.
They yell F-U during things.
Yeah,
you know.
I like a Werdermelon, but I like a Werdermelon. You know when you put Werdermelon in the fridge for like 2 weeks and it's in Tupperware and then you take it out and you eat it and you're like, why is the Werdermelon spicy? That's good.
That's good word, the melon.
How are you guys still alive? That's a batshit crazy diet.
Well, we smoke a pack of Merits every morning.
Yeah.
And then, of course, cocaine.
Yeah. We're gonna live to 150, according to our dear friend Trump's doctor.
Our lawyer is Trump's doctor.
Yeah, he's not our doctor.
No, he's
our lawyer.
He was
actually the DJ at my wedding, and I said, "You look like you got cheap coke," and he said, "You want to go to the bathroom?"
Wait, so are you guys, so you're working a lot, you're being super...
Yeah, we're doing Oh Hello and Broadway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's your personal life? Like, are you dating? Do you have time to go to concerts? Like, what are you doing?
Try to stay active.
Everything, dating now is all electronic. That's how you meet women. So what I do is I lay on a Roomba. And I go into the women's bathroom at Saks. And that's why I don't like any of these who can go in a bathroom laws, because I sneak in and I lay on the floor and I slide around on a Roomba and my head just peeks in under a stall. And a woman's relieving herself because you're like everyone else. And my little head comes out and I go, "Take a chance."
George, you can't do that. That's inappropriate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought what I did with my body was my right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, maybe soon. What's next? If people like you are elected, suddenly, what's next?
What's
next? You're gonna come into my home?
Yeah, I can't jack off at women on the subway anymore?
No, you can't, Gil. And you're too old to be doing that, quite frankly.
Okay, fine. Excuse me, ageism.
I'm just saying, you know
better. Elephant in the room. The true elephant in the room is ageism. It's an old elephant, and it talks, and it complains at Cinderella, but it's in the room. And it has its own shopping cart that it brings down the street.
And it, like, complains about the quality of the smoked salmon spread.
Yeah. But it's still an elephant. Yeah. Look, you know what, though? You made fun of how I ride around on a Roomba to go down on women, but it's hard for me as a widower.
Yes. Excuse me.
Let me pretend to get choked up. All three of my wives died in the same way on the same staircase.
Yeah.
Okay, George, that sounds a little incriminating.
Oh. They weren't all the same. Each death improved upon the death before it. Almost as if it had learned from that death.
And I was married, too. By the way, women's lib, I took my wife's name, okay?
Oh, you did?
Franny Faison. I took her name.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my maiden name was Gil Cosby. We're doing our Broadway show, and we've got a set, and we've got a wonderful... We actually have the stoop from the Cosby show as a part of our show, and for some reason... They gave it to us for, like, nothing.
Yeah. Who knew of the two shows Family Matters would be better remembered, you know? And I say the two shows. Why do I compare them? Because they have...
Yes, George,
no, let's
why,
break that because
George,
they have black people
comparing?
On them.
Yeah.
Because they had black families.
You seem to have a little trouble saying the word black.
Black families?
Black fam. Well, you don't say black anymore. You say black families.
Yeah, no, we know the term. Black Americans. That's the term, right? Mm. Right?
If we're racist, how come we love Dunlemon?
Wow. I think you answered your own question with that one. He's a dumpster fire. But, unless
Speaking
he's a fan of the podcast,
fires,
then he's
my
great.
Wives were never found.
George, are you...
What? So I wanted to.
George, you are saying you killed your three wives.
No, I didn't. You're not going to jinx me, all right? Did you all see the jinx? It was this great HBO series about a millionaire sociopath interviewing Robert Durst. Thank you for calling Movie Phone.
Yeah.
I think I'm a director now.
Phoebe, do you think we got him back after the wife killing and the Cosby stuff?
Yes, and so don't bring it up again, Gil.
All right, well, I'm a dog owner. No, that does tend to worm people's hearts.
We do have a dog named Pug Giamatti.
Yeah.
That's
it's
cute.
A pug that looks like Paul Giamatti because he's very intense and always about to cry. And he's a groovy dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's a cocaine addict. But luckily, he can't do too much because flat face.
Yeah, yeah. It's like his face is the Corfe table to do the cocaine off of. It's a real MC Escher, baby.
You guys are great.
You're great. You're great.
No, no, no.
And your hair is fantastic.
Gil,
please.
It's not happening. Gil.
Let me put my weird hands all over it.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is just like when those people wouldn't let us take a picture with their Asian baby.
Okay.
You know what? We've said some things I think that were controversial, but we want you to know that we're very happy. We really are.
Yeah.
We're really
and
happy people.
We are. Deeply unself-aware.
Yeah. A lot of times when you see racist people, you go, oh, they must be hating themselves.
Nope.
No, they don't.
No.
Yes. That's the thing.
Deeply self-gratified.
They really, feel gratified.
Thinking things went over real well.
This is so fun.
Yeah, I'm so happy you guys could be here. Our time is almost up.
Uh-huh.
So what's your plan after the show tonight? Are you guys going to go out and celebrate?
Will you do a three-way with us?
Oh, wow. I was not expecting that question. I am going to hard pass on that.
Hard being the operative term.
All right.
Gil.
Well,
if I fucked Gil, would you kind of doula the situation and guide us?
Okay.
You know, just keep the mood good and guide us through our breathing.
Okay. I'm also going to decline that sexy ass offer. But thank you, George and Gil, for being here.
Chad,
you
I'm
guys
sure.
are fantastic.
Thank you, baby.
Heard Nick Kroll as Gil Faison and John Mulaney as George St. Giegland from their Broadway show, Oh Hello.
And if you're in the New York area, be sure to check out their show that is scheduled to run through January 8th.
T-Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff, Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Alex Overton, Isaac Jones, and Chanel Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Broski. And Jeff, I'm also waiting for you.
Gobble, gobble, goon.